And welcome everybody back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by the new Keisha Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Director-elect, Mr. Bill Faflick. Bill, first of all, thanks for taking some time to be with us here. I know that when Gary Musselman decided that he was going to step down and hand this off to somebody else, there was a lot of uncertainty, I guess, with what was going to happen at the top, but you're now named the new Executive Director-elect. For people that don't know you, can just give a little bit of background about where you're from, what you're doing right now, and how you get into the position of being the Executive Director-elect.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to be on with you and to visit with you. I'm a lifetime teacher. I'm a product of the Wichita Public Schools, went to schools here in Wichita, Kansas, went to University of Kansas, and then came back and started teaching at my alma mater. And I spent a number of years teaching math and coaching and being involved in the athletic program at Southeast High School here in Wichita. The last 4 years I served as our building athletic director. From there was promoted to the district athletic director for the Wichita Public Schools, and I had the opportunity to work with the incredible administrators and coaches across our district, and we have a really large district, 51,000 students and 95 different schools, and I had 30 schools involved in our interscholastic activity program, our middle schools and our high schools, and about 7,500 kids, and we offered all those championship sports, and I worked also with our city league, the Greater Wichita Athletic League, so that brought in our 7 comprehensive high schools as well as Capon and Carroll, and worked as the executive director of that league as kind of a dual role, if you would, and worked with the officials and the scheduling and all of the protocols and procedures that are part of being in a league. From that position, our superintendent asked me to serve as the assistant superintendent of the district, where I moved to the responsibility of all secondary schools, including athletics, but hired a new district AD and have worked in the last 6 years in the capacity of the assistant superintendent. And really love the classroom as a math guy. I love being in the classroom. Spent this morning at one of our elementary schools working with the students there working on the vertical alignment piece that is so critical in education. To have a pre-K-12 alignment is critical, and have loved that opportunity. But when this opportunity was announced, make no mistake, it was something that I was very, very excited about, just thinking about the possibility of moving to Topeka and doing the work of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. I believe in what activities do for our students and how important they are as part of the core of our school day and school year for our students, and that experience that they get as participants is really not able to be replicated in the traditional classroom, but our classroom of courts and fields and theaters and stages is teaches those lessons that kids need to have, teaches teamwork, teaches collaboration, communication, overcoming adversity. Those things are just so critical for us, and I love the work that we do because we want to have students that are successful now in school, and the activity program provides that opportunity, holds students accountable, but it also prepares them for a lifetime of opportunities, and that's what's really exciting about my new role is having the 752 member schools, middle schools, and high schools across the great state of Kansas, and having the ability to support our building leaders and support our coaches and our student athletes and make sure those experiences are first rate for our kids.
Again, we're talking with the Kansas State High School Activities Association as Executive Director-elect Bill Faflick. I know this was a national search to try to find Gary Musselman's replacement. Why do you think that Keisha selected you? What do you think made you stand out?
I hope that it was an alignment of vision, an alignment of passion for the work that is before us. I think that Kansan has the Kansas values that are so, so important, that hard work pays off, that you work as a team, you get much further along. You know, there's, you know, team is together, everyone achieves more, and certainly I'm not unfamiliar with the work at the High School Activities Association, though I've never been a staff member. Through my work as an athletic director, I served as our KIAAA, the state athletic director's president and officer for many, many years, so I got to know a number of folks across Kansas and leaders across the state at at schools that were similar to those in Wichita, as well as schools that were different than those in Wichita, the small schools, the rural schools, and those were really good learning opportunities. I also had the opportunity to represent the district in regards to serving on the executive board, the board of directors for the High School Activities Association and the executive board, and served a term as president of the executive board, and really got to know the great folks at the association a little bit better at that time, a little bit more of how that organization operates and how it supports the healthy values of interscholastic activity. So I wasn't unfamiliar with that, and anybody that knows me knows I'm a huge proponent of activities, and I still work and have for the last 15 or so years as the host for the State High School Championship Track and Field Meet, where we welcome all of the state here to Wichita at the end of May and kind of have that culminating big activity where it's just a great atmosphere for our kids, for our coaches, for our schools to come and be part of that championship meet. 12 track meets in 2 days, all out at Wichita State University. So I'm very familiar with many parts of the organization. I don't know all of the inner workings, all of the systems that are in place to help it run so smoothly, but being from the Wichita District and being a systems type of guy, I think that we'll be able to support what's there and tweak what needs to be tweaked as we move forward. And I think that our vision's aligned with the executive board, mine and the executive board's, and I couldn't be more excited to have this opportunity. So those are a little bit of the things that helped make those connections and work with the executive board. You know, the interview process was certainly significant as part of that, as you get to share and communicate with folks that you don't work with every day and tell those stories. But as I tell my kids all the time when they go to interview for a position, I tell our building leaders now and our building principals, those that desire those leadership positions, you interview every day of your life, because what you do every day is important and is significant and is telling the story. It's painting the picture of who you are and what's important. It's how you invest your time, how you put those skills that you have to use to better others and to build others and prepare for that next opportunity. I wasn't looking, but certainly this is a perfect time for my family and for me to have the opportunity to serve in a brand new capacity.
Again, we're with Bill Faflick. He's the new Keisha Executive Director-elect. And also, Bill, you're part of this study committee for the reclassification here in the Kansas State High School Activities Association, and you guys presented your final recommendation for reclassification to the executive board on January 11th there, and that was just voted on by the board of directors at Keisha this past Friday at the meeting, and they all voted to move forward with the reclassification proposals that you guys submitted. First of all, Bill, for you, what do you think is the driving force right now behind wanting to reclassify in the state of Kansas in the Activities Association?
Well, you know, you're right. We've had the opportunity to serve in that manner for last 18 months, almost 2 years now. We've been working towards what took the next step this past Friday with the vote by the board of directors to have each of the member schools have the opportunity to weigh in with their respective votes on reclassification. I think the driver is always looking to make sure what we're doing is fair for our student athletes. We preach that we want a level playing field. We want fair opportunities for our kids to compete for championships. We know as educators that we don't compete solely for the purpose of winning a championship. We have high school sports. We have high school activities to connect kids to school. We have those opportunities that are parallel to the educational mission of our schools and our school districts. But when it comes down to it, what the public looks at often is how are you doing on the field? Are you winning? Are you performing? Are you having a chance to compete in a fair way with schools that are in your classification? And as we've looked at this for a number of years, and this is not a new topic, this is a topic the association has looked at a number of times and has kind of brought us to this point where a committee was formed and said, study this, come back with a recommendation to the executive board, and we tried to do that very thing. We found that as we talked to member schools and we surveyed school communities that the single biggest thing, the biggest driver in terms of helping level the playing field occurred really in the middle of our classifications at that 3A, 4A level where schools were competing against other schools in their same classification that were very different in size, sometimes 2.5 almost three times bigger when you compare the smallest school in the class to the largest school in the class. And that made a real challenge. Other factors obviously were significant in terms of the work that we did, but the single biggest factor and the thing that we needed to address with our proposal that we brought back was that ratio of smallest to largest or largest to smallest. We often looked at it that way in terms of, you know, trying to bring that number down so schools were a little bit closer together. But we also know Kansas, with its population and its geography, probably couldn't support more than six classes. We felt like that was the right number. That was certainly another factor that member schools identified. They identified the ratio. They identified the number of classes that were participating. They also identified that it's important to regulate the number of schools within a class so that when you go to that postseason tournament that it is not overburdensome in any one particular class, and it does provide a true champion of a representative group of schools. So those were factors. Also, you know, another factor that's been talked about for years is the number of students in each class. If you're in class 6A and you're in a quasi-team sport like tennis or golf or cross-country or track, where you compete, yes, as a member of a team, but also for individual honors. If you want to be the 100-meter champion in class 6A, you're going to represent you'll be the fastest student-athlete out of 60,000 students. But if you're in class 1A, you may be the fastest of 6,000 students. So that balance between the team sports of basketball and football and volleyball and soccer and baseball and softball versus the quasi-team sports of tennis and golf and cross-country, there's that balance in that point where we need to make sure we're looking at both sides of that ledger.
You bring up the balance and things like that, and I just bring this up because we cover a lot of 1A schools out here in North Central Kansas, and there's definitely a discrepancy in the number of schools that are going to be in 2A in the new classification situation if it would get voted in. So you have 64 in 2A, and then it goes all the way up to 117 in 1A, and then you'd have to go back to the regional and sub-state formats for volleyball and basketball. And again, this is just predicated on non-football sports and activities. But just overall, what would you say to those people that maybe think there's an unfair balance with 117 schools in 1A?
Right, and that's been a huge concern. Certainly we relied a lot on our 1A school classification committee members. Mike Castle, co-chair along with me, was a huge person in terms of educating us and helping us make sure what the product that we ended up with would be a positive result for 1A schools, or the most favorable in light of everybody participating in this reclassification. We know that there may be 117 schools, but seldom do all 117 participate in a respective championship activity. So that number, through cooperative agreements between member schools, will shrink down from 117. It may, you know, you may have, you know, 20, 25 teams, schools combined together to reduce your number of schools participating down into the 90s or, you know, 95, 100, somewhere in that range. So based on previous years, we expect those cooperative agreements to continue on. So it really isn't the 117. It is a few less than that. We also know that sometimes when you have that large number, it can create an extra round. And if you're stuck in a particular geographic region with schools that are really, really good, and there's multiple schools that are really, really good, the regional sub-state format allows for two really good teams to make it out of that region, even though one of them may have a loss. So it does provide that opportunity to allow for some success, even if your neighbor is going to be one of those in the Final Four every year or consistently in the Final Four. So we felt like those were good advantages to the proposal, though 117 is a very large number of schools, like you say. Hopefully we'll continue to address that after we go through. If this is supported, we'll continue to monitor and see what additional changes might be necessary, if there are necessary. But I'm a big problem-solving person. I think that's an important thing in this process. As you plan, you do, you check, you act. But as you go through that cycle, you're monitoring and you're evaluating, and then as tweaks are necessary, we would bring those forward.
Again, we're with Bill Faflick here on the Sports Ticket. He's the new Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Director-elect. Bill, another thing that I've been reading about a lot lately is a shortage of officials here in high school athletics. And it's not just a Kansas problem. This is a nationwide thing that's going on. What do you do and what do you think you can do as an association to try to get more officials interested in that in this state?
Well, you're right. That is a huge problem, and that's one of the challenges that might be in place in Kansas if we go to more than six classifications. We run out of qualified officials to be part of our championship events. And make no mistakes, we've got players, we've got coaches, we've got officials. We can't do the game without any of those three being fully represented. So to grow that officiating pool, I start with, the effort to make sure that we take care of the ones that we've got. We've got incredible men and women who don't get paid a whole lot of money to come out and officiate our game. So as an AD, I think it's important that we always take care of those folks that are there, that we make sure that they feel welcome, that they're well-received, they're taken care of while they're there. And being taken care of is not necessarily perks. It's just making sure that they know they're not alone in that gymnasium, they're not alone walking to and from the car, and they're being supported. And we need to, as fans, appreciate what the officials do, because I see way too many young officials in our area not want to continue on because of issues that they may have with those that don't respect the work that they're doing. And there's one thing to disagree with a judgment call and to in the heat of the moment, but we've got to move past being so critical of the officials. They've got a job to do. There's not an official I've ever known that hasn't made the call that they believe to be right at that point in time. And based upon the information, we don't have instant replay. We don't have those second guessing. So everybody has their opinion, and we understand that. And they make difficult calls time and time again. Whether it's a call they make or a call they don't make, those are decisions that they're making each time they suit up for us and officiate for us. So we need to support them so we can retain the good officials that we've got. And then we need to grow the field, grow the pool, and that can be former student athletes that we get into officiating. That can be done through our colleges and working with our universities across our state to provide opportunities for college kids to come back to the sport and to officiate. Working with local YMCAs and Parks and Recs departments and pooling our officials and growing our officials pool so that we have the number that we need, as well as the other agencies that the YMCAs and the Parks and Rec, they need those officials too. And instead of competing for them, let's work with them and grow the pool so that we can have enough for everybody.
Before we let you go, are there any other issues you feel like the state is facing, whether it be financial or maybe travel distance, that some of these people have to go to play games with the declining enrollments in some areas of the state? Are there any other issues you think that are going to be challenging to help figure out?
Well, I think that you can't talk about Kansas schools and not be aware of the financial challenges that our schools have been facing in recent years. So everything that we do with at the association level needs to be mindful of being wise stewards of the resources that our schools have, because they're limited. And we believe, and I personally believe, that athletics and activities, not just athletics, but our drama, our debate, our music, are the best at-risk programs we have. They keep kids connected to school. They allow kids to graduate at a higher rate. They have fewer discipline referrals. They are average better. Their average daily attendance is better. So we know that they work. We have studies that show that they work. So we need to continue to invest in them, but we need to make sure that the investment, the financial investment, not just the time investment, is as reasonable as it can be without compromising the value that these programs provide for our kids. So we just have to be mindful of that, and it will always be a challenge. At least it has been recently, and I don't anticipate a quick cure for that. Schools have to pick and choose and what they invest in, and we're hopeful that the activity program, we expect the activity program, continue to be a huge part of that, and we will always be mindful of those costs.
Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Director elect Bill Pfaflik joining us on the Sports Ticket here this morning on Katy Country 94. Bill, we certainly thank you for taking the time to join us this morning, and we'll definitely look forward to working with you in the future, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.